USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A new poll shows former President Trump is expanding his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential field, despite his federal indictment. According to the NBC News poll, 51% of national GOP primary voters pick Trump as their top choice, followed by 22% who choose Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Former President Trump has been speaking to supporters at a religious-based event in Washington. Laura Winters has more.
I'm being indicted for you, and I believe the you is more than 200 million people that love our country. They're out there.
Former President Trump speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington, D.C., Trump calling his indictments a badge of courage.
Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of courage.
He's promising to overhaul what he calls the weaponized Department of Justice if he is reelected. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts relating to how he handled classified documents. Trump going on to say that this is a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time.
An attempted insurrection with Russia came to an end Saturday.
The Wagner group reportedly came within 120 miles of Moscow on Saturday, leader Yevgeny Prigozhin agreeing to exile in Belarus. Military analyst Mike Lyons tells me there are still uncertainties.
And what happens to the mercenary group, the Wagner group? Where do they go? Do they become part of the regular Russian military now? Lots of unanswered questions here.
Lyons says the short term will be telling for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think the next few hours, 24, 48 to 96 hours, will likely tell what happens to him, whether he tries to consolidate power or what.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
The ongoing extreme heat in Texas, expected to extend beyond the state, heat advisories have been issued for various regions, including the Plains, the Mississippi Valley, and the Southeast. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Last week, U.S. officials informed the White House and Congress about an upcoming armed rebellion in Russia. Intelligence agencies had detected significant indications in mid-June that Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner Group mercenaries, was plotting a revolt against Russia's defense ministry. The Washington Post says that the precise timing of the insurrection became apparent shortly before the events occurred on Friday and Saturday. Participants in New York City's annual drag march at Tompkins Square Park are facing criticism for their chants captured in videos on Twitter. Those chants, including phrases like, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children," Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted her concerns, accusing the movement of promoting medical child abuse, while some on social media interpreted the chants as a satirical response to conservative claims about the LGBTQ community brainwashing kids. Here's your chance for a piece of music history.
$95,000, that's the starting bid for a piece of Elvis.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising.
The Moments in Time Memorabilia Company is putting a Bible signed by Elvis Presley up for auction. It was originally given to Presley as a gift from a fan and was handed around to several relatives before winding up on the auction block. Elvis signed the cover of the Bible, and a photo of himself with his mother is tucked inside. I'm Jeremy Scott.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Shop the best deals of the summer now at Lowe's. Freshen up your home inside and out with buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Plus, save big on select patio furniture and accessories with up to 50% off. Lowe's knows July 4th savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 6/28. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.